This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When it comes to the oil industry in America, Antonia Juhasz sees a clear imperative.
We must take on the industry so that we can avoid war, stave off our climate catastrophe, and save our democracy.
The author of the recently published critique, The Tyranny of Oil, The World's Most Powerful Industry and What We Must Do to Stop It, Juhasz notes that the industry has undergone an amazing binge of corporate consolidation over the past 18 years, with dangerously undemocratic consequences.
Since 1991, there have been more than 2,600 mergers just in the U.S. oil and gas industry alone. And those mergers have helped create the most profitable corporations ever in the history of the world. And those profits have been translated into immense and direct political control from the local level to state level here in California to the national and international levels.
It was just about a century ago that similar concerns led to the Sherman Antitrust Act, which eventually forced the breakup of John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil into 34 different companies. But Juhasz notes that the once separated pieces of that petroleum-based empire have gradually reassembled themselves.
The two largest post-breakup pieces of Standard Oil, Exxon and Mobil, had already put themselves back together. ExxonMobil is looking around to get a lot bigger and is floating the idea of buying Shell Oil or buying another very, very large company.
That's why Juhasz believes it is urgent that a number of important reforms be quickly enacted.
Lobbying reform, campaign finance reform, antitrust reform, looking at the way we allow companies to merge, regulatory reform, tax reform. We have to look at the way our refineries operate. We have to look at where we allow companies to operate. Redirection reform. We have to start investing far more aggressively and moving away from the oil and gas industry and supporting public transportation, alternative energy modes of transportation. So there's a whole host of fronts we need to be working on.
Even as those battles are being fought, Juhasz warns that California's coastal waters are about to become, once again, a flashpoint in the national energy debate.
In California, offshore is going to be the big battleground, with companies like Chevron in particular very aggressively wanting to produce far more oil off the shores of California.
Still, the San Francisco-based author says she is encouraged by the early actions on energy policy that have been taken by the new Obama administration.
He's already pulled back on a number of troubling policies put in place by the Bush administration, undoing many billions of dollars in oil and gas industry subsidies, rolling back access in the shale regions of the Midwestern United States. It looks like potentially a rethink of the offshore access granted during the Bush administration, and also a shift toward investments in alternative energy rather than subsidies towards the oil and gas industry.
At the same time, Juhasz warns that no matter how green they may try to portray themselves, oil companies first and foremost will always be trying to find and extract still more fossil fuels, wherever they can be found and whatever the costs. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.